saving money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Something I really want to stress in a more general sense is the importance of having something to be obsessed about, because that's where you find depth. You know, when you really care about something, when you dedicate your life to something, when you think, breathe, eat, and sleep revolving around one thing, just complete obsession, and it can really be anything.
Sometimes you need to get knocked down before you can really figure out what your fight is and how you need to fight it. Sometimes you need to feel the pain and sting of defeat to activate the real passion and purpose that God predestined inside of you.
I always wanted somebody to pull me out of my own darkness. You know, you're not going to find someone that will try to save you. Oftentimes, you will have to make a decision. Do you, in theory, lie to yourself, right? And tell yourself, you know what? It's not okay what I'm going through right now, but nobody is coming to save me. So let me accept that and let me try to figure out what I can with what I have. Or do I keep waiting? And if you will keep waiting, things will stay the same. But if you decide that there is some kind of ounce of accountability you can take over your own life, I don't promise that right away everything will change, but you will start to see the world in a different lens. And sometimes that's all you need.
Try again. Try again. I don't care how many times you have failed, try again. What, you're just gonna give up and all of the work that you've done up until now will be useless? Is that what you want? Oh, I'm tired. Oh, I'm exhausted. Oh, I'm alone. Oh, I keep failing. Oh, I'm a failure. Stop shaming yourself. Stop victimizing yourself. Everybody fails, okay? You're not special. What will make you special is trying again. You wanna be like everybody else and just give up? No, try again.
The mentality of greatness, there are no breaks. I hate to tell you that because today's done. Everybody wants it fast. You can be popular, but to be really, really great, Monday on top of Tuesday, Tuesday on top of Wednesday, Wednesday on top of Thursday, Thursday on top of Friday, Friday on top of Saturday, Saturday on top of Sunday, and start over and start over and start over. True greatness, this is always evolving. It never stays the same. Your comfort zone will stay the same unless sometimes you're forced to come out of it. Sometimes you're pushed to be uncomfortable and you have to live not in your comfort zone, but being uncomfortable.
Now serving the entire cafe right from your countertop with a Ninja Luxe Cafe. Espresso, drip coffee, cold brew. If you can crave it, you can brew it. No barista badge required. Barista Assist technology handles the hard parts. Grinding, weighing, brewing, so you can take the credit. Top it all off with velvety, dairy, or plant-based microfoam. Hot or cold, all hands-free, naturally. You bring the craving. You bring the company. We'll bring the cafe. And maybe the bragging rights. Now serving the Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Who are you? At the core of your soul. And if he can't answer that question, our conversation's over.
Every man becomes an infinitely more dangerous version of themselves the moment they realize they don't need anyone's approval or permission. Because there's no greater waste of time than defending your actions to people whose life you don't want.
Jump out of yourself and be the director. Be the director of this avatar. And then it just opens another perspective. Because in that moment, you just realize it's like a movie.
If you want to become champion, you have to sacrifice.
Starting point of great accomplishment is to dream big dreams. Number one, dream big dreams. Let your mind float free. All really exceptional men and women dream big dreams. They allow their minds to float. They think of what they could be and what they could do and what they really, really want.
There's how many doors will you go through or will you break down to get what you want? That is determination. Basically, the goal doesn't change. How you get there, you don't care about. You just care that you get there.
A gift I have, with all that being said, what you just said there, is I have the ability to see the end before the beginning even begins. And what that means is I know that to get to the very end, I can see it right now. And that feeling that I was nowhere near that feeling, I was able to put myself there a million times every day. And that feeling of like, my God, that is going to feel amazing. That's what made me suffer. That's what allowed the pain to be real and say, this is worth it. I want to feel for this next 18 months. It took me 18 months to finally become a Navy SEAL, to finally, you know, just get through butts. 18 months, it's 6 months. It took me 18. That's what woke me up every morning was, I'm going to put myself through this much pain and suffering for a few seconds. That's all it is. A few seconds of joy. And it's so worth it, man.
It sounds overplayed, but it doesn't make this any less true. If you want things to change, then you have to start changing the things you're doing. So many of us are stuck in a cycle of complaining about our current situation, desiring change, and knowing that changing something as small as even just a habit or two would be the remedy to all of our problems, but never being able to take that first step because it just seems too scary, even when the day-to-day current situation is absolute hell. Is it worth living that out for the next 40, 50, 60 years, or does it make more sense to sacrifice just 1 year?
That part of you that feels really broken right now is actually the part of you that is growing the most. It hurts because it's changing.
If I'm running on a treadmill and I get to mile 9 and I get complete cramp in one of my legs, and I know I've told myself I'm going to run 10 kilometers today, he goes, I will have to limp the last mile, even if no one's watching, because I can't let the demons in. And if I let the demons in, they'll show up in the 11th round of a championship fight when there's 50,000 people watching me in the audience, and I know deep in my self-story that I'm the type of person that quits when things get hard because I got off that treadmill at mile 9 when no one was watching. It would modify my self-story. The commitments we keep to ourselves and what we do when no one's watching is the most persuasive evidence that governs everything we then do every day thereafter.
It's really hard to stay motivated when you're not seeing results. It's also the most important time to stay motivated, because if you stop, you'll never get the results. Because in some seasons of life, maintaining is winning.
And especially get away from the losers. Get away from the no-hopers. Get away from the negative people, because these people will drag you down as surely as an anchor would drag you down if it was tied to your leg. I say you have to ask yourself this question. Do you want to fulfill your potential as a human being or not? If you want to fulfill your potential as a human being, here is the fact. And I've spoken to thousands of people who've told me that coming to terms with this is one of the hardest things that they ever did. Because sometimes it means that you have to say goodbye to family, say goodbye to friends, say goodbye to relatives, say goodbye to relationships.
This is a hard journey. What you're doing is hard. Most people aren't doing it. In fact, 99% of people are not on the same path as you. That you're on the hardest path possible for your life. And that means that 99%, 99 out of 100, 9 out of 10 people that you interact with on a daily basis are not going to get it. They are not going to understand. They are not going to approve. They're going to be uncomfortable. They're going to hate you a little bit. They're going to talk to you. They're going to try to convince you to be like them. And you know what you have to do? You have to ignore it all. And you have to keep moving. And you have to remember that those people are those people for a reason, and you're you for a reason.
Your time, your family, everything what you have, you have to sacrifice. If you're not ready to sacrifice, we have to sit home. Patience, hard work, sacrifice. Like, without these things, doesn't matter how talented you are. You have to sacrifice everything what you have, you know. Then you can become great champion.
If you're not failing at something, that means you've set your goals to pass, to succeed at everything you do, which means you're not setting your goals high enough.
The unwillingness to shake from what they believe to be true. And so the thing is that if someone can't disprove why what you think is possible, that you absolutely can hold on to that with white knuckles and say, no, we will figure it out, and you will tell me what obstacles are in the way, and one by one, we will dismantle them until all that is left is the goal. And so here's the tough reality that I had to realize, and I used to repeat this self, sometimes other people's dreams have to die in order for yours to live.
In some ways, I wish that I saw the world in less of a complex way. I wish that it was more, like, easy to me, whatever that even means. It should just be kind of, I wish I didn't think about things as much. I wish I didn't care about things as much. I wish I didn't worry. I wish I didn't have as much anxiety. Guess what? Like, you do. So how are you going to play the cards that you've been dealt? And that's a huge advantage in tons and tons and tons of ways, except for a couple. And the pains are very obvious, and all of the rewards are very hidden. So you need to go through. The only way out is to find.
You think you're chasing a goal, but the goal is chasing the weak version of you. It's not about what you want. It's about what you're willing to give up to get there. Your excuses, your comfort, your craving for it to be easy. Every step forward is a burial of the quitter, of the complainer, of the one who said, maybe tomorrow. This journey doesn't ask who you are. It asks who you're willing to become.
We will never have a world that will always be peaceful. That one does not exist. We have to learn and take the world as it is. But because we cannot change the circumstances, the only thing that we think is in our hands and in our mind is the way how you are learning to adjust your view and perspective in such a way that it makes it more livable for you.
The worst piece of advice I've ever received is that good things come to those who wait. Good things don't come to those who wait. Good things come to those who act upon what they know. Through consistency and repetition, that's how good things happen. Things don't just fall on your lap. Blessings come through effort, dedication, and a lot of energy towards your goal and endeavor.
And you can beat 99% of people without being smarter or luckier, but by being willing to endure pain and uncertainty for longer. That's the path up the mountain.
Failure, hell, disappointment, discomfort is a great learning tool. And many people don't understand that.
You got to take ownership of what's going on in your life. You're not where you want to be, and you say it's because the boss doesn't like you, or it's because the girl treated you this way, or the guy did this. Like, all those things, you got to take ownership of. And if you're blaming all these other external things, you're not going to make any changes. And that's going to be a problem.
Wishing says to your mind, you haven't got a prayer, but you might as well wish. So when you say to the mind, I wish I could, it says, yeah, me too. Get over it.
When other people break and give up and stop, I just don't, right? And it comes down to the story you tell yourself about yourself.
Change is really hard. I don't think people realize how hard it is, because often when they think of change, they think about making positive changes. And so you say to people, well, obviously making that change would improve your life. So why is it so hard to do? And the reason is because, first of all, change is hard because change involves loss. So even though you might be moving to something better, what you do lose is you lose the familiar. You lose your comfort zone. And a lot of us are very worried about going into a place of uncertainty, a place that we haven't been before. So some of us, like sort of human nature, would rather stay in the familiar place, even if the familiar is miserable or unpleasant, than to say, I'm going to risk something and go to this place that makes me really uncomfortable. I can't tolerate the discomfort of the uncertainty.
The things I do in life
most of life, you're alone. You may have a whole support crew around you, but up here, you're alone. Most of the stuff I do, I'm training for that one, those moments. When you start to dive back in the cellar of your mind, and you're pulling out all these tactics, all these mental tactics to get through this, but no one's coming to save you, then you get through that.
Going into the darkness, I think everybody is motivated by two different things. One, you have the beautiful things in your life, the things that are going well, the things that you're grateful for, the things you're moving towards instead of away. You have a compelling vision of your future. It's something that you're very excited about. Now, the flip side of that equation are the things that people that doubt you. It's haters. It's things you're moving away from. It's fear-based things. It's something that you absolutely refuse to let happen. One that is incredibly potent to me are the people that want to see me fail. And I find in very acute moments, the darkness serves you better.
Every thought you think and every word you say forms a blueprint, and your mind must work to make that blueprint real.
Only execution matters. Burn that into your nervous system. Do whatever you need to do to remind yourself, only execution matters.
When you're working on something you want to achieve, you have got to stand up to that voice. You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach. You've got to sell yourself every day, every day, every day, according to your level of belief. It will manifest itself in what you're doing.
The worst thing in life that happens to a man is they get symbolized. Because you lose the hunger for life. You think you've arrived. And once you have I've arrived mentality, that's my biggest fear. Is I get to a point where I'm at that point where life has come to me. And I have that feeling of I've arrived. I now know my life, for what I know it to be, is over. I cracked the code to human potential in myself. So it's that quiet place. It's that place by yourself. It's those hours and years and decades by yourself in the grip of life. The life has you by the throat and choking you out, and you're sitting there calm because you're trying to figure it out. You're not panicking. You're not quitting. You're not throwing in the towel. You're saying there's a way out.
Thinking about it, feeling good about it, those are awesome. But if you have a vision of something you're trying to do, become, whatever, and you don't execute against it, and I don't need you to want to build a big business. What are you doing? How do you define it? What are your deliverables? What are the metrics by which you're judging yourself? And by the way, if you don't want a grand goal, you don't need one. But then say, what I'm trying to do is get centered. I'm trying to experience happiness. Even that, you can begin to look at ways that you can improve that.
Whatever we have right now, whatever we're demonstrating in our lives, is a result of what we believe subconsciously that we deserve. And part of increasing that belief level is that you have got to convince yourself every day. You can learn all the techniques in the world. If you don't believe in yourself, it won't happen for you.
Right now, between me and the person I want to be, between you and the person you want to be, there is a gap of skill set, and that's it. But once you know your mission, and once you believe that you can accomplish anything you set your mind to, then you can do the extraordinary.
Can you read the quote once more?
Is that when it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump.
Opportunity comes. You can either take it or remain scared of it.
You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it.
I would rather be a failure than a coward.
So no matter how you feel, get up and do what you're supposed to do.
Do. Oh, do not. There is no try.
All of y'all got this wonderful gift, but you got to use it.
The hero is the person who confronts horrible, chaotic potential and tames it and makes something of it.
Best way to contend with problems, with issues, with adversity, is action.
You got to take everything and throw it away. You have to believe in one thing, and that is yourself.
It's only one person it hurts when you say you're going to do something and you don't come through, and that's your willpower.
Take your seed, take your gift. Get away from these people that's in your life that ain't doing nothing.
The worst prison in the world is having the talent and intelligence to achieve something great, but lacking the courage to go out and do it.
Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. And that I can't do.
Now is the only time that action can occur. The present moment is the only time in which we can do anything. So if not now, when? If I want to do something, now is the perfect time to do it, because it's literally the only time anything can be done.
Is that the biggest cost in life isn't a failed experiment, being wrong about a decision. It is the 9 months, the 10 years, the 15 years you waste deciding whether to make the decision.
When I'm listening to people, so many people want to tell me their old story. I used to be this, I used to do that, we were this. I want to know where you're going. What's the new story? What's the new character? Quit telling me about the old character and the old chapters and the old versions of you. Who's the new character? And at any time in our life, honestly, we walk out this door, we can decide to be a new character. We can literally step into a new role. We could be a little more confident, a little bit more bold, a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more caring.
I'm a normal person from a normal family, from a normal home, in a normal area, just like you guys. Listen, sometimes normal people can do extraordinary things, and I'm just proof of it.
Right now, for you to find greatness in yourself, you're not going to find it by looking in a book or by even hearing me. I may give you the spark, but you've got to go inside yourself to find it.
But the problem is that you have to face what you don't want to face in order to fix it.
And that's what I ask you. Where have you been? Where have you been up to this point? You look at your life. You look at what you produce. Is it giving you what you want? Are you living on purpose? Are you living your dream? Are you acting on your ideas? Are you doing all you can do? Have you gotten comfortable? Are you procrastinating? Are you evading your own greatness? Is your life an adventure or is it boring? Where have you been?
Know that you're the thing that can transcend your problems, most fundamentally. If you know you're the thing that, if it faces the problems, can transcend them, then you have the faith that would enable you to take stock of who you are.
Greatness is whatever the hell you dreamed of in your own mind. You gotta first see it. You gotta first create this vision in your mind, and it's not external. It's the vision that created is inside of you.
99% of people in the world are convinced that they're incapable of achieving great things, so they aim for the mediocre. The level of competition is thus fiercest for realistic goals, paradoxically making them the most time and energy consuming. If you are insecure, guess what? The rest of the world is too. Do not overestimate the competition and underestimate yourself. You are better than you think.
Consistency is absolutely critical. You can have all of the others, but if you're inconsistent, it's going to really hurt you. Consistency means that dependable, steady, predictable work is always vastly superior to spurts or flashes of brilliance and genius. That the person who is like the tortoise, who just plods steadily away, old steady Eddie, is always the person who tends to be more successful than the one who flashes here and flashes there, but cannot be counted on over the long term.
Just keep stacking days. Just keep stacking days. As long as you keep stacking days, I promise you, you will see the change. But my coach used to always say, everything that you want is on the other side of hard.
Well, it happens small until it happens big. The reinvention occurs in the micro actions that you're taking every single day. The tiny little things that perhaps no one even notices that are creating muscle memory around new behaviors that perhaps are very uncomfortable to you. Tiny little things repeated over time is what produces dramatic change. And it's like this curve, you know, it's like this very slow curve until it asymptotes up. And everyone wants to talk about the pivot moment when it goes skyward. But the truth is, the real work is in the drudgery and the difficult, anonymous work of shoveling shit every single day.
It's crazy how large the perceived monsters can appear. Fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so you look at it, it looks like this ocean. And then you take the first step and you realize you don't drown. It's just like, oh, there's ground underneath of this, right? There's other people who are more on my path. And the friends you lose, you gain new friends. I would encourage you, if you do feel that, you're not gonna die. Like, you won't die. And you might just live.
Not only is it possible for you to have your dream, but it's you. The major key to your reaching your dream, your living up to your greatness, your making your contribution is you. But the major key to your making things happen in your life is you. Let me tell you something. What people think about you and the possibilities for your dream is none of your business.
We are all great. We all have greatness. It just, you gotta find the courage. You gotta find the courage to put your Bose headphones on and silence the noise out of this world and to find it. And that's what it's all about.
Now you're starting to believe yourself. You're starting to believe that inner voice. You're starting to believe in your actions. You're starting to believe in who you are. You're starting to believe in your words. You're starting to believe in your dreams. You're starting to believe in your thoughts. You're starting to believe in your actions. So what happens after that? What's the next step? Doubt. Listen. Believing. Ha-ha. Now you start to trust the one person that you should have always trusted, that other individuals told you not to trust, and that's you. Because you're finally listening to that voice. You're finally starting to have self-belief. You stop doubting yourself for the moment. And you start to grow. You trust yourself. You trust your actions. You trust your words. Now what happens after trust? You start to grow.
You've worked way too hard to let one season of darkness convince you that there's no light at the end of the tunnel. As consistent as I try to be at my job, my workouts, my own personal improvements, each and every week is still full of ups and downs. Some runs, even just a few miles, feel like pulling teeth. Other longer ones, I feel unstoppable, like I could go on forever. Some days it's so easy to get into a flow state, and I feel like I'm on track to achieving everything I've ever hoped for. And I'd be lying if I said these highs and lows didn't used to discourage the out of me, man. But recently I've just been embracing the fact that nothing lasts forever. Good or bad. No success or accomplishment is permanent, but it also means that no failure is permanent either, not unless you let it be. So if you feel like you've just been against a wall, like you can't break out of a bad cycle, like you've been trying everything but nothing's fucking working, like you wish you could control everything that you can't control, that season of darkness, just keep on knocking, because you're getting exactly what you wanted, so dedicate yourself to all of it. The dreams, the work, the suffering, the hopelessness, when you signed up for all of it, you knew exactly what was expected of you, so you'd better meet the standard. Or you can turn temporary into permanent. Convince yourself that this bump in the road is a life sentence, that it's just too hard. Let one season define your year and let one year define the rest of your life. Or maybe now the clay is just finally starting to get warm and something's about to happen, something's about to change. But that's entirely up to you to stick out to find out.
Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. Don't wish for less problems. Wish for more skills. The same wind blows on us all. The difference in where we arrive at the end of the week, at the end of the month, at the end of the year, is not the wind that blows. And the wind is blowing around the world.
And it's important, because otherwise you can be afraid of pursuing the things that you want to pursue. right? And that's very common. And so then the fear inhibits you as the promise pulls you forward, but it makes you weak because you're afraid. You want to get your fear behind you, pushing you. And so what you want to be is afraid, more afraid of not pursuing your goals than you are of pursuing them. It's very, very helpful. And lots of times in life, and this is something really worth knowing, you don't get to pick the best thing. You get to pick your poison. You have two bad choices, and you get to pick which one you're willing to suffer through. And every choice has a bit of that element in it. And so if you know that, it's really freeing, because otherwise you torture yourself by thinking, well, maybe there's a good solution to this, you know, compared to the bad solution. It's like, no, sometimes there's just risky solution one and risky solution two. And sometimes both of them are really bad, but you at least get to pick which one you're willing to suffer through. And that actually makes quite a bit of difference.
It's easy to be a victim, bro. It's easy to believe that the world just happens to you. It's easy to believe that the state of your existence is entirely the result of other people's decisions, or it's just luck. Falling short and then blaming everything else but yourself is the easy path. It's the path that hurts the least. But what you're not thinking about is the fact that there's no reward at the end of it. Your life is gonna be shitty. Nothing is gonna go the way you want. Then you're gonna get to the end of your life, you're sitting on your deathbed, and once again, you're gonna blame everyone else. You're gonna look back at your life and say, at least it wasn't my fault. Is your dog life simply not being your fault worth having a dog life? The best path forward is the hard path. The path where everything is your fault. The path where no matter what happens in your life, you find what you did wrong so you can do it better the next time. The path where there's always something for you to learn. That is the path that hurts the most, but it's the path that's going to make you the best person, and it's the path that's going to lead to the best life.
The reason people are afraid of the word obsession, and they like to stay in the interested area, because when you're interested about something, when you're passionate about something, it's this beautiful daydream. It's this beautiful, euphoric rainbow. But you know what the obsession is? The obsession lives in your nightmare. Obsession lives in your nightmare. That's why people love to work with passionate people. Oh, they're so passionate. They're so easy to work with. Individuals that are obsessed, they're nightmares to work with. You know why? Because every detail matters.
Because you have probably dealt with everything that life has thrown at you so far. Do you think that it's because of the way that you grasped and controlled and feared and ruminated? Or could it be because you're a capable, competent, gifted person and the world is fundamentally fair, and over a long enough time horizon, most people get what they deserve? You're doing this for you. We judge people based on how much life they can tolerate, how much feeling they can deal with and carry and enjoy, and that's something that we should all try and have more of in ourselves, being that person that your younger self wanted as a role model.
It says facing fear isn't about being fearless. It's about being brave enough to move forward despite the feeling. That's what courage is. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's deciding to do it afraid. Right, we look at these people, man, they're so courageous. They have the same emotion that you have. They're just deciding to act through it rather than allow the emotion to stop them from moving.
Go into the unknown, because you already know what you know. And that's not enough unless you think you're enough. And if you're not enough and you don't think you're enough, then you have to go where you haven't been. You can't make yourself interested in something. Interest manifests itself and grips you. That's a whole different thing. And so what is it that's gripping you, and how do you conceptualize that? Is that a divine power? Well, it's divine as far as you're concerned, because it grips you and you can't do anything about it. And so
There's a calling in you towards what you're compelled by and what you're interested in, and sometimes that might be very dark, and sometimes not. But you're compelled forward by your interest. And so the idea that what moves you away from your country and your father's house and the comforts of your childhood home is something that's beyond you, and that you listen to and hearken to. That's exactly right. If you do not listen to that thing that beckons you forward, you will pay for it like you cannot possibly imagine. You'll have everything that's terrible about life in your life and nothing about it that's good. And worse, you'll know that it was your fault and that you squandered what you could have had.
Fear and doubt, not the same. How many times have you felt pressure, and how alive you felt underneath that pressure? When pressure was a privilege, when it excited you, that's fear. Fear is about the pressure. It's about embracing the pressure. It's about wanting the pressure. It's about not allowing the pressure to get to you, but to propel you. You thrive on it. You look for it. You can't live without it. And what does doubt do in a pressure situations? You panic. You panic. Fear is an ally. Doubt is an enemy that you created.
So one of my favorite quotes that I try to live by each day is, a man who procrastinates his choosing will inevitably have his choice made for him by circumstance. Because the only thing we ever have on our side is the time we choose to take advantage of right now. The opportunities of possibility in front of us at this very moment that only require a down payment of today's effort. Which honestly isn't even as big of a cost as it seems, considering how good you'll always feel knowing that you give a shit about yourself by actually trying today. So I'd rather do all the hard now. If it means I have to run further, lift harder, work longer hours, day in, day out, it's not easy, I get it. But that's the whole fucking point. Because it's a smaller price you have to be willing to pay today to avoid a life sentence of questions you'll never be able to answer because you kept intentionally putting things off even when you knew your future self would hate you for it. If you keep skipping out on your daily opportunities, which are honestly the greatest ones you'll ever have in your life, don't ever let yourself be just a default decision from never doing anything that made you feel worthwhile.
They'll say you're doing too much, that you need to slow down. But what they're really saying is your effort exposes their lack of it. They'll question why you're up before the sun, why you push when it hurts, and why you don't just take the easy way out like everyone else. And one day, when the results they didn't believe in start showing up, they'll ask how you did it and wish they started when you did. The world doesn't reward those who seek approval. It rewards those who stay in the game long enough to prove they never needed it.
Motivation is garbage. It's garbage because it's not there when you really need it. Because knowing what you need to do, it's not enough. It's just not enough. The clock is ticking. Waiting for motivation to strike is basically saying it's never going to happen.